And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 1st of September, 2014, Labor Day. It's the anniversary of the beginning of World War II, 1939, Nazi Germany invaded Poland. A week before Germany, the Soviet Union had signed a non-aggression pact, and so Germany was free to attack Poland without fearing Soviet retaliation. They invaded with 1.5 million troops, 1,000 planes, 2,000 tanks, a fast attack that became known as Blitzkrieg, or Lightning War. It was on this date, 1873, the cable cars first began to run in San Francisco. Andrew Smith Halliday, 4 years before, on a foggy day, saw a team of horses struggling to pull a horse-drawn car up a steep cobblestone street. The horses were being whipped, but they lost their footing. They fell, and they were fatally dragged by the car as it rolled down the hill. And Halliday determined to find a better way, a way to couple a steam engine and a cable to get a car up the hills of San Francisco. He tried it out at 4 o'clock in the morning on an August day from the top of Knob Hill, and it ran, began public service on this day, 1873, and it made Andrew Smith Halliday a very wealthy man. It was on this day, 1773, that Phyllis Wheatley, 20 years old, born in West Africa, brought over as a slave as a young girl, published her poems on various subjects, religious and moral, a book that George Washington thought was pretty good. It's the birthday of Edgar Rice Burroughs, born Chicago, 1875, who wrote Tarzan of the Apes in 1914, the story of an English nobleman abandoned in the African jungle as an infant and brought up by apes. And it's the birthday of Mary Jean Tomlin, Lily Tomlin, born Detroit, 1939, got into stand-up comedy after college, got her big break in 1969, joined the Laugh-In comedy show, developed the character of Edith Ann, the precocious six-year-old, Ernestine, the telephone operator who snorts when she laughs, and has been working ever since, she says, because she prefers the supporting characters, the quirky ones. Lily Tomlin said, "I wasn't competing for traditional kinds of roles. I wasn't one of seven young actresses between 18 and 30 competing for the lead." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Sydney Smith, a recipe for potato salad from the very early 19th century, recipe for a salad. "To make this condiment, your poet begs the pounded yellow of two hard-boiled eggs, two boiled potatoes passed through kitchen sieve, smoothest and softness to the salad give. Let onion atoms lurk within the bowl, and half-suspected animate the whole. Of mordant mustard add a single spoon. Distrust the condiment that bites so soon, but deem it not, thou man of herbs, a fault to add a double quantity of salt. And lastly, o'er the flavored compound toss a magic soup spoon of anchovy sauce. O green and glorious, O herbaceous treat, it would tempt the dying anchorite to eat. Back to the world he'd turn his fleeting soul and plunge his fingers in the salad bowl. Serenely full, the epicure would say, fate cannot harm me, I have dined today." Sydney Smith's poem from the early 19th century, recipe for a salad. That's the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.